Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Lili Nishmas, Hagoyin Atzadik, Rabbi Cheskel Yob, and Hagoyin Atzadik, Rabbi Yehoshua, whose Yurtzeit is on Dalet Adar, tomorrow, tonight already. And this shir is based on the Torah of his son, Hagoyin Atzadik, Rabbi Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita, the Shikavir Rebbe of Eretz Yisrael, the Rav of my Kehila. The topic is Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Is it a Mitzvah Sessishis Man Grummer? Now, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Halacha Yud Beis writes that women are also chayv in Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaBechira. Frek the Achronim, how can you say that the women are Rambam, that the women are chayv in Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaBechira, when the Rambam himself writes that you're not allowed to be Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla? Like Abaye learns in Shavuos Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, Uviyom Hakim Es HaMishkan. So it's a mitzvah that says Man Grum only during the day. Obazoi, why are Nashim Chayiv in Mitzvahs Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So we could be metarets that you know why women are chayiv in Mitzvahs Binyan Beis HaMikdash even though Mitzvahs Eishes Man Grumma? Because of the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Nun Gimel, that he proves that Mila Balayla is Psula from the fact that the Rishonim write that Mila is considered and mitzvahs esei shesman grama toises in kedushin chavtes hamad alef tiber maschil. Also, see also megillah chavtel hamad alef tiber maschil dichsiv. Toises. So if we say that b'diavet mila belayla is kosher, then it's not a mitzvahs esei shesman grama. That's what the Shagas Aryeh says. So now we can take it a step further and say that according to the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah tzadi hey os hey that b'diavet, it's kosher to build a binyan beis habechira balayla. It's b'diavad. You can build a beis hamikdash at night. So memela, it's nishkin mitzvah sheshes man grama. Because mitzvah sheshes man grama is something that has a set time. But this can always be done. It can be done a day, and b'diavad, it can even be done at night. According to the Minchas Chinuch. Now the Minchas Chinuch writes misvara that you can that b'diavad binyan beis habechira is kshera balayla, but he doesn't show a makor. So yitochen, because in kachim beinan shana lava kosev la'akev. By kachim, you need a second pasuk b'ma'akev, and here you only have one pasuk. You don't have two pasukim. So memela at night it's kosher b'diavad. However b'pshutoi, we only find that we require shana lava kosev la'akev b'kachim or ba'avoda, like we see in zvachim chov gimel amen aleph, but not in the binyan. So in the binyan, you don't need shana lava kosev la'akev. One pasuk is enough. And memela at night, it should be pasul even b'diavad. So menale, how does the from vanin vaistis? From where does the Minchas Chinuch know that b'diavad mitzvah binyan beis habechira is kosher? Binyan beis habechira is kosher b'layla. So Rav Horowitz Shlita says, L'choira, that Kavanas HaMinchas Chinuch is based on Tosas and Shavuos Daf Tesvav Amud Beis Dibur Maschalein, that Bebinyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi Sheyered B'mehera B'yameinu Bezis Hashem Yisbarach Min HaShemayim, it's Kosher Balayla. Why is it Kosher Balayla? Came in the Nivne Me'elav, since it's being built on its own. So now it would appear that it's Mistaber that if B'mikdash HaShlishi it's Kosher B'nivne Me'elav, so Hu Adin Mikdash Rishon Mikdash Sheni, even though there's a mitzvah of Nosa Bidei Adam, but it's clear that Nivne Me'elav is also kosher and it would have Kedushas HaMikdash. So just like Binyan Shlishi is going to be Min HaShemayim according to many Shitas, so to Binyan Bayis Rishon and Sheni would also be kosher if it was Nivne Me'elav. Now think about it. There's no Yalfusa, there's no Limu to be Machshir Bayis Shlishi B'Nivne Me'elav. There's no Gilui B'Kra that the Din of Bayis Shlishi is there's no limud that to be machshir habayis hashlishi b'nivne me'elav. There's no gilui in the pasuk that the din of bayis shlishi is not like the din of bayis rishon and bayis sheni. Just bayis rishon and bayis sheni, there's an additional mitzvah livnos al yidei adam. And nevertheless, from the fact that we see bayis shlishi is kosher b'nivne me'elav, so it must be, logically, that Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni are also kosher b'nivne me'elav. We have no special yalfusa that Bayis Shlishi is okay me'elav. We have no gilui in the pasuk that Bayis Shlishi is not kedin Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Just Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, there's an additional mitzvah bidei adam. But a Bayis Shlishi is kosher b'nivne me'elav. Hu adin b'Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, it's going to be kosher b'nivne me'elav. So now we can say that that's what the Minchas Chinuch means. that Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni is kosher b'diavad if it was built at night, the al kol panim, it's like it was built by itself, that's kosher b'layla, just like kosher that if it's nivne me'elav. We saw in Tosfos, it's kosher b'layla, and that's Bayis Shlishi. So just like nivne me'elav is kosher at night, so too, if you build it manually at night. Now, as we find the heter that it could be built at night when it's nivne me'elav, so why should when you build it by hand be any different? So when you're building it by hand, what's the ideal? The ideal is to do it by day. But we see, so by Bayis Shlishi, which we have no reason to believe is any different than Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, that it could be nivne me'elav at night, that it could be built by itself at night, that it can fall from Shemayim at night. So it can fall from Shemayim at night, and it's kosher. So too if you build it your own at night, we see a kashrus at night. So you're right, you're not getting the extra mitzvah of building it by hand during the day, but it's no less than if it came down in a Shemayim at night. If it came down in a Shemayim at night, it's kosher. So when you build it by hand at night, it's also going to be kosher. You see kashrus by night. So maybe that's the kavanah of the Minchas Chinuch when he says that b'diavad kosher if you build the Beis HaBechira at night. Lo gara, it's no less than if it fell down in a Shemayim at night. See, the establishment of the Beis HaMikdash could be at night. You're right, you're losing the special mitzvah of building it on your own, but it's lo gara from if it fell from Shemayim, it's no less. So if this is correct, then we lose the teretz that we try to give before. We wanted to say before that why is it not a mitzvah man grama? Because nivne belaila is kosher b'di'eved. So the, since it's nivne belaila, it's kosher b'di'eved. Therefore, it's not a mitzvah man grama. But based on what we just said, it's not correct. Because that it's kosher b'di'eved k'shabano osa belaila, that's because it's no less than nivne me'elav. But I'll call upon him the second mitzvah, the additional mitzvah, that the bayis should be nivna yidei adam, that's only going to be during the day. You're not mekayim this at night. At night, what are you mekayim? Just that it's a kosher beis hamikdash. But you're not mekayim the mitzvah's binyan. When is the mitzvah's binyan? Only during the day. So nachamo, it's a mitzvah's essay shesman grama. The mitzvah's essay to build a beis hamikdash is only during the day. And we can compare it, or as they say in Lakewood, we can't shtel tzu to what the Shagas Aryeh is by Mila. Because there, by Mila, the Shagas Aryeh says that at night, it's kosher b'di'eved. In other words, it's not kosher b'di'eved, but if it would be kosher b'di'eved, then it would not be a mitzvah sheshizman grama. And we wanted to tell that to the Beis HaMikdash, that since it's okay at night, it's not a mitzvah shizman grama. Now you can't compare it to meal. Again, meal, you can't do it at night. But if it would be kosher at night, be the Eved, then it wouldn't be a mitzvah shizman grama. You can't compare it to meal. Because if meal would be kosher at night, the maisa meal would be kosher at night. The mitzvah's essay of doing the meal of the maisa meal would be kosher at night. But there's no such thing by meal as nasa me'elav. If it's done by itself, you're not making the mitzvah of meal. Nimu me'elav lo shmei mila, and you need a tov is done bris, like we find by somebody's nolan mol. There, the Shagas Aryeh says that if it would be kosher at night, then it wouldn't be a mitzvah shman grama, because there you have the mice. The mice would be kosher at night. When it comes to the binyan beis hamikdash, the mice of binyan wouldn't be kosher at night. Just the beis hamikdash would be a kosher beis hamikdash at night, because lo gorat's no less than if it fell down from Shemayim. But the mice of binyan has to be during the day, and there's no musug of it being kosher at night. So again, how do we say, how does Minchas Chinuch say that mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash is kosher b'di'eved at night? What's his makor? Because the maisa binyan has to be during the day. Yes, if it fell down at night, it's okay. And yes, if you build it at night, it's okay. Else, that it's a kosher beis hamikdash, but your maisa mitzvah you don't get? The Achronim also ask, if the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash, it's a mitzvah says shizman grubig, it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to build a beis hamikdash. So it's a mitzvah says shizman grubig, so how are nashim chayavos? Shara melech ilchus psule amukdashim, perek yotes halacha hei, asks, that Taisa says in Kedushin, oiso, that laman da ramil shalob azman abim biyom me melaylam. That in Tosis it says that according to the Mandi Omer, that Mila Shalob Ismano can be done both both by day and at night. It's not a mitzvah Shizman Grama, because later on after the eighth day you could do it by day and by night. So Frecht, the Shara Melech, Tepukle, that Mila is Ismano Grama, because Mila Shalob Ismano is not Toicha Shabbos and Yontif. So you're right, you can do it at night. But it's still going to be considered Zman Grama because you can't do it on Shabbos and Yontif. It's Shalob Zman after the eighth day. And for the Heilige Shara Melech, that it's not Doicha Shabbos, it's not because the Zman is goring the Chiyuv, it's because Ari who'd reveal law, it's because there's some external factor that's preventing you from doing the Brit Mila. In other words, the Isur of Shabbos. So in principle, Shabbos, the Mila could be done constantly, even on Shabbos, just on Shabbos, you have a Surei Shabbos. But Mitzad Mitzis Mila, the Mila could be done at all times. So therefore, it's not going to be a Mitzis Essay, Shazman Groma, because it'd be done after the eighth day, even on Shabbos and Yantav in principle, just the Ariyud Raviyah law, you have the external factor of Issimlach on Shabbos and Yantav that's going to prevent you from doing it. So now, Luchora, we can say the same thing about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Since that it's also to build on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not because the Zman isn't on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In principle, Beis HaMikdash can be built Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's just a Shabbos Tikadin, Ariyud Raviyala. Therefore, let's say that it's not a Mitzvah Zman Gramal Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it can even be built on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In principle, you just have the Ariyud Raviyala of the Isurei Melach of Shabbos and Yom Tov that are stopping it. However, we have to be mechalik and chiluk bar. This is not correct. That the binyan beis hamikdash is not doicha Shabbos. We learn in the Gemara in Yevamos in the pasuk as mikdashit tiyurav shepshoisai tishmaru. Toisus in dibur amaschil nigmar there asks, why is there a havamina you can build based that binyan beis hamikdash is doicha Shabbos? Why is there as a havamina Shabbos is an essay and a loisusay and an essay is not doicha? Alois is saying an essay. So what's the Havamina that binyan beis hamikdash should be doicha Shabbos? And for Tosfos, that the Havamina is that because the essay of the mikdash is so strong, we might think that the essay of Shabbos is command the lesser. It completely erases the essay of Shabbos vis-a-vis the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash, and it's only alois is say of Shabbos. And we would say that the essay of mikdash is doicha the alois is say of Shabbos. Ayin sham in Tosfos. So now, yesh ladun. After we have the pasuk of mikdashi tiro shabsosai tishmaru or mikdashi tiro, from which we learn that binyan beis hamikdash is not doicha Shabbos. What's pshat in the limud? It's pshat that the pasuk is coming to tell us that the essay of mikdash is not so strong lagabe the essay of Shabbos, and the essay of Shabbos is command to isay that it does exist, and memela ain binyan beis hamikdash doicha Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is an essay and a lois essay, and we go back to the cloud that ain essay doicha lois essay ve essay. Or do we say no? That the pasuk is coming to teach us that even though the essay of mikdash is a zashtark, nevertheless it's still not doicha Shabbos. And there's a moiridik in afkamina. According to what the Riva writes in Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, that even where you have an essay neged essay veloisesay, the loisesay is still nitche. In other words, when you have an essay is not doicha an essay and a loisesay, but still when the loisesay is nitche, and the afkamina is that you are mekayim the essay and you are oiv in the loisesay, there's no malchus because the essay is doicha the loisesay. You're still not allowed to do it, but it's doicha the loisesay. So now, according to the first sad that the pasuk is coming to teach us, that the essay of mikdash isn't so stark, and it's not doicha Shabbos, and if Shabbos remains an essay and a lois essay, the din will be that if you build on Shabbos, there's no malchus. Why? Because the essay is doicha the lois essay of Shabbos, and you're just left with the essay of Shabbos. But it's not doicha that essay. But you're not getting malchus. You're not allowed to do it, but you're not getting malchus because the essay of Mikdash was Doicha the last day of Shabbos. That's according to that side. According to the second side, that here's a gilui, that ain binyan beis hamikdash teicha Shabbos, that taka the essay of Mikdash is alim. It's very strong, and it's teicha the essay of Shabbos. The essay of Shabbos is command the lesser. And now we have a gilui miyuchad in the pasuk. We have a special revelation in the pasuk that despite the fact that the essay is so strong, that the assay of Shabbos is command less, it's still not derech of the loss to save Shabbos. Oh, so the loss to save Shabbos in place, you would get Malkus, person would get Malkus. So according to the first sad, that the pasuk is coming to tell us that the essay of Mikdash isn't so alim, and it's not the derech of Shabbos, which is an essay in the loss to say. So the din is going to be that you're not going to get Malkus, because al kopanim it's derech of the loss to say. But if you say no, that it's not doicha the losa say, that's what the pasuk is coming to teach you. That it is strong enough to be doicha the essay of Shabbos, but it's not doicha the losa say, then one would get malchus. That's according to the second sad. It's mistaber kiat sad hasheni. That there's a gilu miyuchad in the pasuk that ain binyan beis hamikdash doicha Shabbos, because the losa say of Shabbos, the losa say remains in place. Why? Since in the Havamina it's Pashat Lanu Misvar, that the essay of Mikdash is an essay Alim, that's the Havamina. As Mehechi Tesi, after the Pasuk, that the Havamina, the Svara should be changed. So we're going to stick with the Svara that it is Alim, it's Doicha the essay of Shabbat, but it's not Doicha the same one would get Malkus. And Taka the Minchas Chinuch is located like the second Sad, like that we just said, that it's not Doicha the Lose of Shabbos, the Lose remains in place, and one would get Malkus. So if we're correct in this approach, Mimela, we don't have the teretz anymore that it's not a mitzvah essay shazman grama, because in principle you can do it on Shabbos. Just Shabbos is an Ariud Reviela, but really you could do Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash all the time. Just Shabbos is stopping you because it's considered an external factor. But vis-a-vis the Mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you can talk and do it on Shabbos. Based on what you said, it's not true. Here you can't say that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama because it's Ariud Reviela. Why not? Since Min HaDin, it should be Deicha Shabbos. Since Min HaDin, it should be Doicha Shabbos. Why? Because the essay of Mikdash is Alim. Because the essay of Mikdash is very strong and it wipes out the essay of Shabbos. Uvechreach Medarv Zogin that Komash Milan Apasuk. That what? That ain zman binyan beis hamikdash b'shabbos. It's bechlal not the time. So as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's doiche. Rather what? It's a mikdash tikadim. Mitzad mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash, one can't build it on Shabbos. Can't compare it to the Shara Melech Lagabe Mila. Because that Mila is not Doicha Shabbos is because the essay of Mila is not Doicha the essay in the Lois Essay of Shabbos. So Shabbos overpowers Mila. Mila in theory can be done at all times, just Ariud Ravila, you have an external factor. Shabbos beats Mila. But here, Binyan Beis HaMikdash really Kiviyachol beats Shabbos. It wipes out Shabbos because the essay we said is so Alim. It wipes out the essay of Shabbos, and then you're left with the essay Deicha Losa, so you should be able to build a Beis HaMikdash. And that's why you need a special Yafus in the Pasuk. No! There's a special din, no Mikdash on Shabbos. So that's a Mikdash Dika din, because out Shabbos, it's stronger than Shabbos. Just as a din, Mitzad Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that you're now allowed to build it on Shabbos. And since it's a Mikdash Dika Din that you're now allowed to build it on Shabbos, Mitzad mitzvahs binyan beis hamikdash in ala to be mechal Shabbos, not mitzad Shabbos. Mitzad Shabbos, that's Ari Revi'ah, the law, it's stronger than Shabbos. It wipes out the essay of Shabbos. You're only left with the law, say, estei chalotse. But the gilui in the pasuk is that despite the fact that as far as Shabbos itself is concerned, it's stronger than Shabbos, you have a special limud that mitzad binyan beis hamikdash, you're now allowed to build it on Shabbos. And since it's a mikdash tikadin, that means that mitzad hilchas beis hamikdash, it's a mitzvah shishis man grama. So now we're back with the fact that a mitzvah shishis man grama. So why should nashim be chayavos? So to summarize, women are chayv in mitzvahs binyan beis hamikdash. Ah, you're not binyan in beis hamikdash balayla. So we wanted to say maybe it's kasher b'diavad balayla. And we said no. Kasher b'diavad balayla is that the beis hamikdash is kasher, but the mitzvahs binyan al-idei adam has to be during the day. We also noted that it's ain't bona beis hamikdash b'shabbos. It's the mitzvahs that say shizman grama. We wanted to say really in principle you could build it on Shabbos. It's Shabbos tikkadin. Ayud raviyala. We say no. There's a special limud by binyan beis hamikdash. And shabsosai tishmor v'smikdashi tiro. And we prove that it's a mikdash tikadin. It's not a Shabbos tikadin. That Shabbos in essay and alois to say because it wipes out. Because we said that it wipes out the essay of Shabbos, like Tosa says in the Havamina, essay de mikdash alim. So the essay of Shabbos is command al essay. And there's only a loss to say, an essay doich a loss to say. So while Shabbos were beseder, Elama, there's a din in the binyan beis hamikdash that it's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Ah, din in the beis hamikdash is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah shis man grama. So why nashim chayavos? Moiri de granat, I think $10 million. Anyway, sweet friends, the famous teretz to this kasha is, and a lot of achronim, that binyan beis hamikdash is a mitzvah tziburit. It's a mitzvah in the community. So when are people patur from mitzvah shaman grama? When it's a mitzvah on the gavra. Then women on the gavrasa. When women have a mitzvah, so then they're patur. But if it's a mitzvah on the tzibur, you can't say, I have it's man grama, so I'm off the hook. But this is for the entire community. It's much bigger than just you. So memela, women would be chayv. That's the classical teretz. On Kolponim, we have a very, very nice insights, deep insights into the sinyan of binyan beis hamikdash, mitzvah shel mangrama, Shabbos. We learn the very important riva, which is quoted many, many, many times by the achronim, riva and tosin chulin kuf ma'al fal aleph. That when you have essay, ein adoich essay v'lois essay, it is doich alosay, just the essay remains in place. And Baruch Hashem, we was zochet to learn some very sweet Torah. We was zochet to hakel hamshich lul mor olam edlish mor lasa l'kaimis kol divrei salma teres v'yahava b'simcha v'tuv lev of meirov kol amen v'yamein shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.